I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Adventure in Atacama, episode 26, Airplane Mode. After Dr. Rodrigo Cheeseburger Blumber explained Mariela's mother's connections to the experiments on the base, he has decided to take her on a tour of the Temple of Atacama. Meanwhile, both Lucho and Fernando have been left behind to their doom.
Let me go. Let me go.
Marielita, I want you to be witness to the marvelous things we found here. Before I get rid of you and your mother. Forever.
You know, for an evil villain, you're unsurprisingly direct.
Of course. I can't get rid of you until you both shut off the Atacama effect.
You have got to be kidding me.
After you and your mother stopped the effect with your Fox P3 gene, I will feed you to Pedro. And then seek protection from the U.S. government for saving the world.
Uh-huh. Tell me more about your evil plan.
I need to find a way out of here.
This temple is huge. We've been here for over 4 decades, collecting all sorts of anomalies drawn to the temple space. We like to call it the Latino Area 51. This is Pedro, the alien. We found him doing Pilates on a floating barge nearby. Say hi, Pedro. Ahem. Dr. Kreutzberger?
Sorry. Dr. Kreutz Hot Dog.
He's a little slow.
On my planet, we don't insult beings indirectly. We do it directly. Like this.
Whatever.
That means something like F and the letter U in your language.
Look to your left, Mariela. And you'll see Bigfoot. And Shakira. She comes here to spa sometimes. Oh, and the Cholito de la Suerte. And here's the Chupacabras creature. He's our in-house butler. He conjures a daily newspaper from the U.S. every morning since we don't have Wi-Fi here. Oye, cabritas. What's new?
He's smaller than I imagined. Cabritas, let me see that. Death? Language? Apocalypse? Oh no, is the whole world fully under the Atacama effect? Except me?
Something like that. You see, you're a descendant of the Bab-El. We're here. Welcome to the core of the Atacama Temple.
Ah, yes. The core of the Atacama Temple. This is where the Babel speakers of yore hung out. And spoke the...
Babel language. There are inscriptions everywhere.
And you can read them, Mariela.
It can't be.
My dear, you're a native speaker of Babel.
Mom? Let me go! Let me go! Mama!
Mariela uses her expert jiu-jitsu skills and uses them to attack every single one of her enemies. It is a cinematic triumph, if you could see it. But you can't, obviously. So let's fast forward here.
Mom! Mom!
Little human, I burned!
Mom, I never thought I'd see you again.
Sweetie, this whole thing is my fault. I can never forgive myself. So how could you ever forgive me? I don't know.
Mom, relax. We're together now.
I'm moving.
The Trevino girls are finally reunited.
Rodrigo, can you slow down?
Oh, sorry. Let me adjust the speed.
It's mainly so I can quote you correctly in my upcoming book about the most mediocre scientist of the world.
You're writing a book about me? Really?
Shh! You wanted to do these experiments for the good of humanity. But this time you've gone too far, Rodrigo Eugenio Kreutzberger Blumenfeld III.
You remembered my full name. You're the only one who ever got it right. Except you...
Spit it out already!
You decided to get out of our experiment and go follow
that stupid pilot that doesn't even know how to crash a plane properly. How many times do I have to hear the same crap?
Wait, exactly how many times has Dad crashed the plane?
Rodrigo, you and I were working on groundbreaking science. I let you experiment on me. And Mariela. Even my dear Mariela.
Mama?
Friends don't experiment on their friends, Rodrigo. And definitely not on their friends' kids.
No.
When I found out I was pregnant, it was too late. I knew she had to be special. So for years after that, I became obsessed with activating her gene. I wanted to see if it would activate underwater, putting her in dangerous situations, instead of protecting her. I realized too late that in the end, you won, Rodrigo. I bought into your crazy idea.
It's not crazy. I spent my entire career trying to understand the FOXP3 gene, and Mariela was the perfect opportunity to test it. A mother carrying the gene, injected with the temple's creature DNA, to make a special being, like no other.
You used me.
I think I've heard enough. Permission to kick his ass, Mom?
Permission granted.
Don't do this. Don't question our work. You'd be nothing without me, Veronica. I don't care about ending the effect anymore. All I want is for you to shut up!
Dr. Rodrigo seems to be high on toxic masculinity.
Get away from my mom!
Come and get her, Mariela. Either way, if she dies, you can stay with Unu. After all, she's your mother too. Soldier!
Where did you all come from?
Mama! Oh no, what's that? Is that Unu attacking the base again?
Now is the time to choose! If you want Mariela to try to attack Dr. Rodrigo while the temple falls apart around them, listen to episode 32, Unidentified Object. If instead you want Mariela and her mother to try to escape the collapsing temple, listen to episode 15, Neck Pain.
Autocorrect. Save yourselves. Save yourselves.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, Everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love, every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.